Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about pine tip moth. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. John, what exactly is pine tip moth?
Well, Amy, the tip moth is Ryaconia fristrana, commonly known as the Nantucket pine tip moth, and it's a major forest pest of the eastern United States, ranging from Massachusetts south to Florida and west to eastern Texas. And there was also some in California, which were unfortunately shipped there on infected seedlings.
Okay, so which pine species are susceptible?
Most pines in the eastern United States. Down here, we're looking at the loblolly and the shortleaf pines in the southeast. Loblolly is the most commonly planted pine in southeastern United States. It also includes pitch pine, Virginia pine, Scots pine in the mid-Atlantic and New England states, and some of the hard pines like Monterey pine in California. Our southern longleaf pine and slash pines of South Mississippi are more resistant because they produce more pitch.
Now, how does tip moth damage our trees?
The tip moth adult kills the terminal shoot through feeding. The larvae will feed on the needles and then burrow into the bud, whether it's a shoot bud or a cone bud. And in severe infestations, the moths can severely deform trees by slowing overall growth, can even kill them. The moth lay eggs on smaller trees under 12 feet tall before crown closure. And the insect is well adapted to the multinodal growth habit of our southern pines. They will put out several spurts of growth during a growing season, and when the shoots die after the attack, the tree responds by producing new shoots, which will coincide with a next generation of emerging adults for finding food in which they can lay their eggs and the larvae will feed. It's particularly damaging in seed orchards and Christmas tree plantations. Seed orchards generally have to spray all summer, and a lot of Christmas tree farms in Mississippi no longer grow Virginia pine because of this insect.
Yes, that does sound pretty serious. Now, what are the signs of infestation? What can we expect?
Adults will lay eggs on the needles, and the larvae, when they hatch from the eggs, will feed on the needles, spinning a web. Usually they'll start early in the spring, March to April. Then the larvae, as they get bigger, will bore into a shoot or a cone and feed on the interior tissues. Shoots become resinous with boring frass and fecal material, and eventually they will turn brown and die. Meanwhile, adult moths will emerge and lay more eggs on new shoots. So multiple generations in a growing season are common every 3 to 4 weeks. Generally, we see about 3 to 5 generations in North Mississippi and as many as 5 to 7 generations in South Mississippi.
So it's important for us to control this tip moth or treat it. How can we do this?
The larvae are vulnerable when feeding on the needles, and insect sprays must be timed to target this phase for each generation. Insecticides include pyrethroids like 7 or organophosphates like glutathione. Some of the organic phosphates are restricted use and require a pesticide applicator's license to purchase. There is also a systemic insecticide by Bayer that can be inserted in the ground with tree planting, which can provide 2 to 3 years of protection. I must say that brand name or manufacturers are not endorsed by the Mississippi State University Extension Service. They're just examples of what's available. There's also a table for timing sprays available from the Forest Service. It's a research paper, SRS-18. Tip moth is damaging to young pine seedlings, especially loblolly pine. Begin examining new shoots early in the spring. You must control each generation throughout the growing season. And if you have questions, you can contact me at 662-566-8013 or call your local extension office.
Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.